The Bill Myers Show podcast is sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They've been leading the way in Southern Oregon well drilling for over 50 years. Find out more about them at clouserdrilling.com. Join the conversation, 770-5633. It is October 11th, 53 degrees. Rick Manning is going to join me for the D.C. Swamp Update. Don't you want to start putting a laugh track on the economic news when you hear it? I even just heard Your Money Now just a few minutes ago, and they're talking about, markets are looking better on promising inflation data. Inflation data to whom? have you talked to anybody in corporate America? In fact, I was even hearing, the company that I was even working for was talking about, had told me that. Some people within the company saying that health insurance costs went up 17% year over year, right? But have you noticed they just don't seem to count the stuff that's actually going up, right? The electricity rates go up 10, 12, 14, 15, 16, 17%. That's nothing that is to be looked at here. Just happy, happy talk, which is, well, you know what's really going on, though. What's really going on is that if they actually talked about the effect of inflation as it really was, or as it really is playing out here in the entire United States of America, really, you would have to have a much higher Social Security boost next year. They're talking about like a 2-2.5% boost for Social Security recipients right now, and it would probably bust the country if they were to actually raise the Social Security costs. Or the payouts, rather, to actually match the true consumer price inflation out there. The real stuff, which includes food and energy and various other things that they don't count. And God bless the places that are trying their best to hold the cost down. But, you know, you just get to the point where you hear official government statistics and it's like the old Soviet Union. You just automatically assume they're lying. How badly are they lying? I wish we didn't have to be that way, but that is the true result of what we're dealing with. So when we have the economic reports, we'll just add a little laugh track. I used to have a woman who laughed like a. I used to have a sound effect in my files. I'm going to have to find it again. It was a woman who laughed like a goose. I'll have to pull that out. It'll be the goose laugh. I'll find that sound effect sometime. All right. Well, you know, we have to have some good news, all right? We have a couple of good news stories of dirtbags who are not going to be causing any more trouble here. I don't have the full details on it, but a 21-year-old guy who was caught transporting what the feds are saying may be the largest seizure of fentanyl in Oregon history, sentenced in Medford yesterday to 12 years in prison. 12 years in prison, so he's not going to be causing any trouble with that anytime soon. Meanwhile, do you remember the alleged pervert, the ambulance-driving suspected pedophile that was wanted in Oregon and Alabama? He had a repainted ambulance that he was going out there and charged with molesting kids. He has been arrested. They finally caught him. They did catch him in Mobile, Alabama, Adam Rank, a 39-year-old. So the alleged pervert who was driving all around Oregon in the repainted ambulance, he's in jail right now and will hopefully not be causing any more trouble, too. So a couple of feel-good stories. Yeah, no, it's not like feel-good, but it's feel-good that they're off the street. Well, we were talking about fentanyl, though. There's a fentanyl story that was in Willamette Weekly. Oh, gosh, I thought I had it. Well, I'll find that here in just a moment. Oh, I know what it is. They were saying that a new study coming out, I think from Brown University, that Willamette Week was reporting on, saying that, what caused the problem with drug decriminalization, it wasn't Measure 110 that was causing the problem. The problem was that fentanyl hit at the same time that Measure 110 drug decriminalization hit. Now, I don't have the full story in front of me. I was reading through it, and I was kind of shaking my head because it didn't make sense to me. But the gist of the article was that if we hadn't had fentanyl, Measure 110's drug decriminalization would have worked just fine. But that fentanyl hit at the same time, there was just no way to deal with it. Does that make sense to you? Because it made absolutely no sense to me. And I look at Willamette Weekly as a pretty good left-wing rag. I mean, they're all left-wing rags for the most part, except I think the Oregon Eagle and the Roseburg Beacon are probably the only papers. Is it the Roseburg Beacon? I forget. There is a conservative paper over in Roseburg. Everything else is to the left of Lenin. You know how that goes here. You just have to consider the source. But I can't believe that Willamette Week would actually even try to claim that out there, because they're trying to condition us. Oh, well, it's not that drug decriminalization is good. Not putting people, just letting people get addicted is okay, as long as you have the treatment, right? As long as government has the crutch to hand you after the system has allowed you to just destroy yourself. Now, I know I'm kind of talking nanny-stating thing, but you know darn well that the addiction process is an incredibly powerful motivator, right? I mean, you can talk about morality all we want and agency, et cetera, but once you're on the stuff, it's hard to get off of it, and you have to want to get off of it too, right? But this study is claiming that it wasn't drug decriminalization in Measure 110 that caused the problem. It's just that it happened to be done at the same time that fentanyl came, and it was fentanyl. Well, if drug decriminalization is good, it wouldn't have mattered if fentanyl came. That's the way I'm looking at it. If everything about it is a societal good, if everybody would have had their treatment. Now, granted, they didn't have much of their treatment. They still don't have a lot of treatment available at this point. But, you know, how can you say that? I don't know, but, you know, these are Democrats, I guess, Democrat talking points, and you're going to hear it repeated ad infinitum, all right? It's 17 minutes after 6, just so you know. That is the story. All right. Kamala Harris on the campaign trail. You know how I love talking about Kamala Harris. Not really, but I just wanted to at least let you know the latest quote du jour having to do with immigration. What do you think about this one?
So my pledge to you is that by the grace of God, and hopefully with your support as well, when I am elected president, I will bring back that border security bill and I will sign it into law and do the work of focusing on what we must do to have an orderly and humane pathway to earn citizenship. And one of the biggest problems with failure to have a comprehensive plan for immigration is that we have not given them the pathway to earn their right to citizenship. And that is, again, that is one of the priorities for me, frankly, in terms of my motivation for what I know we must do.
Okay, so pathway to citizenship. It's what we need to do. Give them the pathway to citizenship. Apparently, you know, it's really big meanie to not give people the pathway to citizenship who broke the law to get here in the first place. And that's what she's saying. It seems like an odd thing to be saying on the campaign trail right now, don't you think? I'm looking here at a story about NPR. Now, remember, this is National Public Radio, and these people are trying to paint that all illegal immigrants are wonderful, nothing should be done to them. Well, NPR itself did a poll. Almost two-thirds of registered voters are reported as agreeing that all illegal immigrants should be deported. All illegal aliens should be deported. This according to a Marist poll of, actually, it's a pretty good poll, too. 1,600 adults conducted for the pro-migration National Public Radio Network. 59% mainstream voters who say all should be deported include 30% who strongly agree, 29% who agree, only 14%, one in seven people, strongly disagree with deporting illegal aliens. I know they call them migrants, but I think I prefer illegal aliens. It's a little more direct. It's kind of like, you know, calling the alleged pedophile alleged pervert. You know, it's like quit calling alleged sex offender, you know, that sort of thing. Illegal immigrant fits it. Now, the Marist poll for left-wing NPR matching recent polls by YouGov and Harvard Harris showing majority support for enforcing the nation's existing laws that protect American drivers and families from employers who cheat by hiring cheap foreign labor. All right. So there we go. Kamala Harris then saying, oh, well, we need to do the pathway to citizen pen, and I will get that bill, that immigration bill signed. There we go. Did she just commit career suicide? I don't know. Do we even have anybody reading in comprehending any longer. I don't know. I'll have a story about that coming up here in the next few minutes, too. Mercury News, San Jose Mercury News. Speaking of immigration, H-1B visa story here this morning. Companies supplying thousands of tech workers to Silicon Valley discriminated against non-Indians. This according to a jury finding. Oh, you don't say. Oh, there'd be no such thing as reverse discrimination, right? They wouldn't be discriminating against against Americans, especially whitey Americans. But a company that supplies thousands of workers for Silicon Valley's technology industry and other Bay Area employers intentionally discriminated against everyone who was a worker that was not an Indian. The jury verdict against Cognizant, founded in Chennai and now headquartered in New Jersey, came last week in a class action lawsuit revolving around claims that the firm abused the H-1B visa process. Visa intended for workers with specialized skills, and Silicon Valley tech firms rely on it to heavily secure top talent. But three U.S.-born workers described in the lawsuit as Caucasian. Okay. Vartan Piramon of California, Christy Palmer of Arizona, Edward Cox of Texas. They sued Cognizant in U.S. District Court. Another plaintiff described as Caucasian, Jean-Claude Franchitti, a green card holder from France, joined in as a plaintiff a little bit later. So maybe we're going to see the beginning of the end of this process in which everybody comes in on the H-1B visa and is forced to be trained by the Native American, a true, you know, a native-born American worker, in order to be fired. So that way they can go on to, become an entrepreneur, an entrepreneur on Etsy or something like that. It's 6:22, so a little bit of good news there. That's some good news there. They're finally going to take apart some of these cartels, these foreign-controlled job cartels. This is the Bill Myers Show on KMED. Maybe we'll talk with Rick about that, too, in the D.C. Swamp Update.
We're thrilled to announce we're back with our Veterans Metal Roof Giveaway. After the joy of giving away our first roof, we're honoring veterans with a free custom metal roof. One deserving veteran will win this amazing gift absolutely free. Don't delay, enter now. The contest ends November 5th. Winner will be chosen on Veterans Day. Stephen Westfall Roofing Inc., where quality and community come together. Visit StephenWestfallRoofingInc.com for entries, details, and rules.
Joel here from Rutherford and Truck Center, and I got a couple unbeatable Joel specials on Ford trucks this month. Number one special is an all-new F-150 4x4 for only $377 a month. It's a 36-month lease, which means you get to drive it for 3 years, come back, and trade it in on a new one for only $377 a month for a Ford F-150 4x4. Hey, pay a little more per month, and you can supersize your Ford truck to F-350 four-wheel drive diesel. That's only $555 a month for a 36-month lease, and that's my second truck special this month. When you think Ford, I want you to think Butler Ford. Come down and see me in Ashland, because no one knows how to make a better deal on a new Ford F-150 Super Duty or SUV than me. That's probably why Butler Ford is the highest Google-rated Ford dealership in Oregon. Butler Ford and Truck Center, just 12 short minutes down the freeway in Ashland, right off of exit 19, where we got your truck, your SUV, your certified pre-owned, and super low payment.
36-month leases with $7,500 cash or trade to assigning, excluding tax, license, title of 250, dealer, dock fee on stock numbers 598.35 and selling price of 5172 and stock number 59809 and selling price of 69710. After all rebates and discounts on approved credit through Ford Credit Finance, see dealer for details.
Hi, I'm Rob.
And I'm Deborah.
And this is our TimberTech story. We built the TimberTech deck. The deck floats into the landscape and looks like real wood. We did it all ourselves.
It was fun to just kind of figure it out, and we're still married.
Still married. TimberTech lets us enjoy a space and an experience that we couldn't ever enjoy before.
Feels like a new lease on our house. It's like a really special place in New York now.
The Hughes Lumber TimberTech sale is going on now. Come in soon.
Hi, I'm Jim with the Beauty Mark Salon and Glitter Bar, and I'm on KMED.
6:24, Friday, October 11th. 53 degrees, and we'll get up to about 73 degrees today. Outdoor Report will be on the way with Mr. Outdoors, and we could actually see a shower or two tonight and overnight, and then warms up again on Sunday, apparently. Interesting story that is in Epic Times this morning. Appeals court revives Montana law barring vaccine status discrimination. Now, this is back, remember, in the bad old days, 2020. I know 2020. During the time of COVID, the supposed pandemic. Fortunately, I never caught it. Maybe you did. Maybe you're okay. I don't know. But U.S. Appeals Court, rather, this week, removed an injunction blocking a Montana law that stopped discrimination based on vaccination status. Now, remember, Montana, I just want to make sure you understand this, Montana made a law that said you couldn't mess with people based on their vaccination status, unlike the state of Oregon, right? Montana House Bill 702, enacted in 2021, states that it's illegal for a person or a government entity to deny a person services based on their vaccination status. It also bars employers from requiring vaccination as a condition of employment. And the U.S. District Judge John Malloy said back in 2022, said the law applied as to healthcare employees and employers who was preempted by a couple of other federal laws there. But a panel of the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit actually disagreed. So the Ninth Circuit did a good thing. It does happen occasionally, not nearly enough. But they disagreed with the lower court, and they ordered the injunction removed. Under the law's general duty clause, employers must furnish to each of his employees employment and a place of employment which are free from recognized hazards that are causing or likely to cause death or serious physical harm to his employees. The district court said that vaccine-preventable diseases are recognized hazards. Too bad they can't prove the safe and effective side of the vaccines, right? They never do that because, remember, they took off the liability. There's no liability for the vaccine manufacturers, so all they have to do is claim safe and effective, and then what you're supposed to be allowed to impose it, I guess. But anyway, press secretary for the Montana Attorney General says, overall, this is great news for Montanans. No one should be subject to discrimination because of their vaccination status. So we don't know if they're going to appeal this case or not, but I'm sure the Fauci white coat tyrants will probably come back and do some kind of appeal. Who knows? Speaking of the educated elites, University of Kansas instructors on leave this morning over some comments that was made. A teacher at the University of K placed on leave after a video on X showed him suggesting to his class that men who won't vote for a female president should be shot. Okay. Now, obviously a left-winger, okay? Obviously a left-wing guy. And if this isn't like more evidence of the projection, everything when it comes to political violence that the left accuses the right of engaging in almost exclusively is really what they're thinking. And so they just assume, well, I would like to line everybody up and shoot them. So they must want to line everybody up and shoot them that disagrees with them, too. I think that's kind of what goes on. But anyway, and this is what the quote from the video is. If you think guys are smarter than girls, you've got some serious problems, the man in the video said. That's what frustrates me. There's going to be some males in our society that will refuse to vote for a potential female president because they don't think females are smart enough to be president. We could line all those guys up and shoot them. They clearly don't understand the way the world works. Now, I would dare say that the opposite occurs in this country right now. We have quite a few women right now that have daddy problems. And so they don't like former President Trump. They don't like him because, you know, alpha male, bad, bad, bad. And no one's talking about lining them up. And nor would I advocate lining them up there. But the University, by the way, of Kansas did confirm the video was recorded during a class. It says, we're aware of the video. And the instructor's being placed on administrative leave pending further investigation. In other words, we'll keep him underneath the surface for a while, wait for the smoke to clear, and then rehire him and give him a promotion. I added that part to the story. So, 6:30. We'll catch up on some other news here. Bill London in the KMED News Center, and then Rick Manning, President of Americans for Limited Government, DailyTorch.com. We'll get the D.C. swamp up to you for this Friday morning coming up.
Artisan Bakery Cafe invites you to swing by for their mouthwatering fall treats. Apple strudel, a flaky delight that's pure comfort on a plate. Pumpkin streusel muffins, the perfect blend of spice and sweetness. And delicious pumpkin loaf, rich and moist with a hint of cinnamon. But wait, there's more. Apple blossoms, an apple pie cup with an apple crisp topping. Swing by Tuesday through Friday from 7 to 3 and Saturday from 8 to 3. Artisan Bakery Cafe, 1325 Center Drive across from South Fred Meyer. Also, order on DoorDash.
Hi, this is Paul at Valley View Nursery. Fall has arrived and it's a fantastic time for planting trees. and we have the best quality and selection, now 20 to 36% off. It's also a great time to plant hedges and screens, creating privacy in your backyard. Now 20% off. For more fall promotions, color, and choice you won't see anywhere else, go to valleyviewnursery.com. Google Map Valley View Nursery and find us closer than you think.
Latest news brought to you by locally owned and operated Artisan Bakery Cafe in South Medford. It's a full-service cafe offering breakfast, lunch, and specialty coffees. You'll be wowed one bite at a time.
From the KMED News Center, here's what's going on. Detectives in Southern Oregon are investigating a fire that heavily damaged a bridge in the Butte Falls area. The Jackson County Sheriff's Office says firefighters put out the fire Thursday morning before it spread to the surrounding forest. Damages are expected to exceed $1 million and could require the bridge to be fully replaced. It's closed for now for what officials say is an extended amount of time. The Pacific Northwest is likely headed into a weak La Nina this year. NOAA currently suggests there's a 60% chance of that to happen. And what that means is more about probabilities than prediction. La Ninas tend to be cooler than normal, wetter, and generally feature a heavier snowpack for the Pacific Northwest. Oregon Secretary of State issued an open letter Thursday addressing the errors that led to more than 1,500 non-U.S. citizens being registered to vote. LaVon Griffin-Vallad claims the situation has created fear among Oregon's immigrant community, whom she says have been targeted by false information. Bill Lunnan, KMED.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. In Florida, it's cleanup time today after Hurricane Milton left 8 people dead and caused widespread damage. The storm smashed through coastal communities, tore homes to pieces, flooded streets, and spawned that deadly barrage of tornadoes. But many people are thankful the damage was not worse. The major theme park set to reopen today in Orlando. TD Bank has become the largest bank in this country's history to plead guilty to violating federal law, in particular, aimed at preventing money laundering. Attorney General Merrick Garland made the announcement yesterday and says TD Bank is agreeing to pay in excess of $3 billion in penalties to the government. That plea deal includes a rare imposition of an asset cap and other business limitations. A losing session yesterday on Wall Street, but in early trading, the Dow up by about 10 points. This is SRN News.
Not to brag, but Progressive's Name Your Price tool is mankind's greatest tool ever. Even better than the wheel. Sure, without the wheel, we wouldn't have modern transportation or funny videos of dogs riding skateboards. But without the Name Your Price tool, we wouldn't have easy access to auto insurance options based on our budget. And, well, cars do need wheels. They also need insurance, and insurance never goes flat. Learn more about the greatest tool ever, the Name Your Price tool, at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Not available in all states.
From the best-selling author of Wonder and the creators of Jesus Revolution comes White Bird.
I'm sure your father has told you stories about when I was a young girl.
Hope can lift you.
You stay with us, okay?
Courage can save you.
You're the bravest person I've ever met.
Love can free you.
When kindness can cost you your life, it becomes like a miracle.
From the director of Finding Neverland, White Bird. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters now. Tickets and showtimes at whitebird.movie.
The popularity of Fontana Roofing's metal division cannot be overstated. Well, at least it's exciting for those who get geeked by seeing metal being bent.
Okay, we'll see you soon. We've got another contractor who wants a tour of the metal shop.
How can you blame them? We're cranking out so much magical stuff, they want to peek behind the curtain.
The trick is to take it slow. There's a lot to take in, and you don't want to overwhelm them.
Yeah, they're like kids at the carnival. Ooh, check out the gutter machine.
Wow, look at all the colors and gauges they have in inventory.
There's so many profiles for roofing and siding.
Holy cow, look at that order of foundational flashing loaded on the trailer.
Whew, and now, ladies and gentlemen, the grand finale. Fontana's Mobile Metal Fabricator.
Ta-da!
Fontana Roofing is now providing guided tours of their metal shop. Please make reservations early. Bringing a sack lunch is recommended. For more information, visit FontanaRoofingServices.com.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Chrysler parent Stellantis has confirmed that CEO Carlos Tavares will retire at the end of the contract in early 2026. and also announced major senior management changes. Earnings and sales for Stellantis have been declining, forcing it to last week cut its 2024 profit forecast. Fisher-Price is recalling more than 2 million infant swings following reports of 5 infant deaths over a 10-year period. The Consumer Product Safety Commission said the advisory applies to the Snugga infant swings because they can pose a suffocation risk for infants. In honor of McDonald's and Krispy Kreme's new partnership, you can get a free original glazed donut at the fast food chain nationwide starting October 14th. To get the donut, however, you must provide a McDonald's receipt dated October 10th to the 14th. Futures are slightly lower just before the opening bell. Yesterday, the Dow Industrials lost 57. That's your money now.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you're always looking for ways to position your operation to create opportunities and move on them faster. With Bank of America, you get access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2024 Bank of America N.A.
I can't wait for golf this weekend, huh, buddy? Time flies. Love you, man. Oh, don't forget your knee brace again. We aren't in college anymore.
Moments together matter, so help protect yourself from RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60 plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV, and there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
News Talk 106.3 KMED. You're waking up with the Bill Myers Show.
6:37. We always enjoy more cowbell here for sure. 770-5633. Rick Manning. I can't find Rick. So we'll see if we can get him rescheduled at some point. But Rick, for whatever reason, for the DC swamp update, maybe he was finally swamped over. And for all I know, maybe he was down in North Carolina and or Florida. And speaking of which, the latest storm damage here, the hurricane with Milton. This is what we're talking about, of course. By the way, my daughter is fine. I ended up getting in touch with her yesterday. Sarah's fine, and said, you know, there's, you know, damage in the neighborhood, not really, really super bad. It was really not the worst of all things that it could have been. It could have been. The storm was probably category one or so by the time it got to my daughter's house over in Palm Bay. And they had more problems from the tornadoes, actually. 4 people died from the tornado. I guess 6 people overall died because of tornadoes. That ended up being the more dangerous part of it. And they didn't have a storm surge because the wind was blowing eastwardly and pushing the water out. So there was no problem with that kind of situation. But, yeah, they had a lot of rain. Yeah, no doubt about that. But Governor Ron DeSantis saying yesterday emergency crews this morning have already restored electricity to over 600,000 customers, but there's still about 3 million people without the juice. This is going to take quite a few days to take care of, all right? All right. And meanwhile, this is a disturbing story when it comes to hurricanes. Bereaved North Carolina families forced to bury bodies in backyards. Outrage growing over FEMA for a hurricane cover-up. This is what they're still calling. This is the International Business Times reporting it this morning. Grieving families in North Carolina have been left with no choice, they say, but to bury their loved ones in their backyards. And they're accusing authorities of downplaying the extent of the damage caused by Hurricane Helene. Official death toll reached 227, half of the victims from North Carolina. However, state and federal officials are telling The Spectator that this figure is far from accurate. The real figures are considerably higher than what's being shown to the public. Many bodies remain undercover due to widespread debris and flooding, still numerous unidentified corpses. And these bodies are being moved across the state in search for available morgue space. So still really, really super devastating in North Carolina, especially in the Asheville area. I think they're probably trying to downplay that too, don't you think? Just doesn't look right politically. It's not good for the political forces. Let's see. Donald Trump announces new tax policy, making interest on car loans entirely deductible. Well, have you heard about that one? That's a new one. I haven't heard that one on the campaign trail yet. It's like there's a new economic policy being tossed out there every day. Now, how long ago was it? Does anybody recall how long ago you had to go back when credit card and car loan interest was deductible? Does anybody remember when that changed? I want to say about 15 to 20 years ago, maybe even more. But I remember a day in which credit card and car loan interest was deductible against your income tax. You know, you didn't have to count that as income. And the way they looked at it, I think, is that the interest that was being paid to the financial company was being, well, that was income for them. But anyway, Thursday, during a speech at the Detroit Economic Club, Donald Trump announces his intention to make interest on car loans fully tax deductible if he's elected. Trump emphasizing that making car loan interest fully deductible would dramatically lower the cost of car ownership, especially for working families. He says this will stimulate massive domestic auto production and make car ownership dramatically more affordable for millions and millions of working American families. See, that will be reason enough for the Democrats to oppose this, though. That's the last thing they want, are millions and millions of working American families having access to personal transportation. Now, they want personal transportation for themselves. Nobody above the boulevard in Ashland is going to be, you know, giving up their Prius or their Porsche Cayenne EV, you know, anytime soon. You know, they don't want to do that. They just want everybody below the boulevard having to take the bus. Yeah, having to take the bus with the stinky bums on it. You know, that kind of thing. But still really interesting. Really interesting. He's also promised to eliminate taxes on tips, Social Security benefits, and overtime pay, as well as lift the $10,000 cap on state and local tax deductions. Now, that's what he signed into law as part of his tax cut bill back in 2017. So he's coming out swinging. Now, let me just ask you, honestly, is he coming out swinging, proposing good things, or is he pandering? Let me ask you, what do you think, Republican voter? 770-563-3770-KMED. I would just pose the same question to the Dawn. And believe me, I like the idea of not having to pay income tax on interest. I don't think we should have ever changed that law in the first place. But that being said, if we're going to sit there and hold Kamala Harris to account, hey, how are you going to pay for all these amazing social programs you're talking about? Should we ask Donald Trump the same thing? 770-563-3770-KMED. We can certainly do that, all right? All right. Also, speaking of the election, if you think that your vote doesn't count, Epoch Times reporting this morning, 47 United States elections ended in ties or were decided by a single vote so far this year. This was a study put out by the Public Interest Legal Foundation, and since 2022, there's been more than 600 ties, 173 elections decided by a single vote across the country. It's a big deal. Nationwide survey that they had on that. And Jay Christian Adams, the president of PILF, says if people think their votes don't matter, I hope they remember these tied elections. Every single vote matters. I would agree with him, too. And I've especially talked about this with, odds are we're not going to see statewide elections and federal elections decided by one vote. I don't think anyone's really talking about that. Maybe one electoral vote, electoral college vote when it comes to the presidency. That's a possibility. But the odds are in big districts, no, not really. We're probably not going to see one vote. But think about all of these votes that we've sometimes had with our local city councils and sometimes county commission races and primary races in which you see a handful of votes, just a handful of people. One, two, three. I've seen very common in some of our small towns around here, you know, the Gold Hills and the Shady Coves, in which you would have a vote decided by six or seven votes sometimes, sometimes less than that. And then they have to do the recounts. So especially for your local candidates, that really matters. It really is a big thing. 770-5633. You're on the Bill Myers Show. This is KMED 99.3 KBXG. And if you wanted to join in for a little bit of open phone conversation on Find Your Phone Friday, you're welcome to do that too.